Proclamation number 6019 dated the August 10th, 1954. Concept of eternity. Perfection. Infinitely long periods of time have passed in which my creative will has been active in order to guide the estranged spirits back to me. Infinitely many creations have thus emerged which were intended to make this return possible, and countless souls have reached their goal to dwell with me in the light again. Yet far longer periods of time will be necessary until all spirits have traveled the path back to me. For innumerable beings came forth from me and once strayed from me of their own free will. These are eternities, periods of time the duration of which is inconceivable to you humans, and therefore the word eternal can indeed be applied without being a wrong concept for you, even if one day the point in time will arrive when the set time for every period comes to an end. For even the longest period of time is just like a moment for me, but infinitely long for all living creations in the state of imperfection. In the state of imperfection. And now you will understand that a limit of time only ever exists in the state of imperfection, whereas perfection does not know any limitation, that the concept of time can no longer be applied to everything perfect, and thus it is irrelevant to me myself when the complete return to me will be accomplished. Yet for you, my living creations, who became imperfect of your own fault, it is of utmost importance how long you will remain in a condition which is agonizing for you and the duration of which will consequently be shortened or prolonged by yourselves. The deeper you are entrenched in sin, the further away you are as yet from perfection, the more the concept of time and space will frighten you, precisely because it is incomprehensible to you and yet it cannot be denied, because your lifetime on earth is strictly limited and yet infinite ages in the past as well as infinite ages of the future have become a certainty for you. The latter is even your firm conviction, so that you do not consider it possible for an era to end. Your conviction is in so far justified as that there is no such thing as an end, that the spirit will always and forever exist, but this alone is real. Only the unreal things will vanish, which are only the means of return to me. And the human being all too often counts himself as the unreal, as what is not permanent, which passes by like time, because he ignores the soul within himself which is not subject to limitation and which can never cease to exist, but which is able to suffer eternal torments because it requires eternities to become perfect and then it will also be able to be infinitely happy in utmost freedom, independently from time and space, because it will stay with me again, who is without beginning and end and everywhere, who exists from eternity to eternity. Amen.